Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood.
And
Johnny.
Steamy, sexy version of AMC Press tonight.
Yes.
We would like you to know, and welcome, by the way, we would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by the Worldwide Federation of Grammar Nazis. For more information, call
44-536-536-77. Oh, my.
We're also sponsored by the Program for International Literacy for Children who were born under the name Naumean. N-A-W-M-E-A-N.
Naumean.
Anyway, where you can find us? Well, it's my Euros. It's myeuros.com/AMC Press. Or tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which can be found on itsmyeuros.com/AMC Press.
Along with
now
all
the show.
Other sites and good stuff.
Yeah.
Because
speaking of, we're going to get a brand new launch site very soon, so we're very excited about that over here. So,
on with the show. Allison, what can we
what can we expect from... What is all with these hoaxes lately? I mean, there's been the Colby Culkin, there's been, and then just recently, the dude with the orange soda. What's that about?
I guess there was a rumor, or a very bad hoax, that dealt with Cal Mitchell. Cal Mitchell, we all know as Keenan and Kel, Sarah and all that, very big in the 90s. He unfortunately had the unhappy pleasure of having an online rumor that he was dead. Not cool.
Well,
and
I mean, if you gotta be dead, at least be dead at least something really good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
well, anyway,
yeah.
What exactly was the rumor then?
They were claiming he. The rumor was that. Hold on. Gotta love live. Having live episodes. Life feed.
My God.
So,
he loves orange soda. Okay.
Yes.
I do. Ooh.
I do.
Is it true?
It was just a hoax that dealt with. Started with MySpace when MySpace was popular, and there was reports that his family was even getting calls too. That's just terrible. So this rumor could just spark up now. Come on. It's almost like, when do people realize that what they do is actually, this is called hoaxes? Yeah.
Well, when did anybody say it mattered? You know what I mean?
Right, very true. But does it make it right?
It doesn't make it right.
When in doubt, you know.
Just like everything else that happens in the world, and ultimately, guess who's affected? Those that people, the families that are involved with the person, which is quite cruel. That's just my own opinion. Which
I mean, it is cruel when you have like earlier this month, you had Macaulay Culkin being dead.
You're not best.
And that wasn't the best thing.
It's almost like, so you pick a person who has been in the media, and then you say, oh, no, this person should not be around. Really?
It's called this person should die.
This person should
die. A cruel death. Well, you know, for years and years and years, you know, it's been kind of the same thing. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. It's like you're picking on celebrities.
I'm not dead.
And people.
Exactly. Say it again.
Which is clearly
say again,
wrong.
Sam. Say it again. Say it one more time.
Not dead.
Who's not dead?
I'm not.
No, he's dead.
It's almost like so. It's like you're picking on people who don't who are living their lives and having their own thing.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she turned me into a newt. A newt. I got better.
It's like, I know, it's got feathers. But what else has it got? Tell us. Tell us now.
He's breaking out the Holy Grail quotes already.
He's breaking out the Holy Grail? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's like
breaking up the Holy Grail. Is it gay?
It's almost like, do you really... Does anyone have any right to just do this?
No.
To anyone?
No.
It doesn't mean you're taking away what they want or actually might be doing.
Yeah. But does that mean that you have the right to do that?
No, I don't think it does. It actually doesn't make it right either.
It may not make it right.
But it makes
it so wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I was listening to a song, the popular Australian band, 5 Seconds of Summer. And the song called Amnesia, which is kind of awesome, but sick at the same time.
Right.
Because I think, you know, first off, amnesia is something that nobody wants to take
right.
granted. But the key lyrics in that song, you know, that I wish I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things, like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you and the memories I can never escape. And if today you woke up with you right beside me, like all this was just some twisted dream to hold you closer like I didn't ever did before and never let you slip away and to never hear me say that I wish I had amnesia. Well, it's kind of like
wow.
with all these stars now. You know?
Right.
People do have that.
Right.
And it is kind of, it's upsetting. Because most people,
I agree.
Like, if we looked at, like, any celebrity, right, both auditioned for SNL, but Thompson would actually go on to win a role that prepared
right.
himself with a movie career. But
right.
the comedian has now been on SNL since 2003, and this is the longest show's current serving cast member.
And I know he's been there for
wow.
a while. Wow.
That's Keenan.
Right.
You know.
Right.
He tell parted after parted.
He did
ways,
a lot.
You know, but he's produced, he's directed, he's often still acting. And
right.
You know, the thing is that a lot of these guys, right?
I know. You keep saying that. We all know this.
But,
no, it's unfortunate, especially when we're all saying, like, we grew up with him. It's like you're trying to make it something out in the media. You don't always believe it's there, too. As well.
Right. I mean, the thing is that, the funny thing is that people with disabilities, or never mind people with disabilities, never mind us, but celebrities often feel victim to people misquoting them. You know?
Right. It's like you want to be a celebrity, but then do you really want to be misquoted either? Do you want to be treated like you're actually someone, not a dollar amount, not being something that you're not being told, having handlers? And sometimes, yes, people deserve to have people helping them get to where they want to be, but making it where it's a not just one person doing everything, not just where it's a thing of everyone's involved.
Right.
And there's no
I mean,
there's...
There isn't a thing... with there isn't a thing like all these guys all these guys they're normal people too.
Right. Like, you're going to just jump and make assumptions. Don't, because that's making it where you're affecting.
Well, you're
them,
affecting them.
Affecting them and then whoever else is involved. And that's just, like, that's as bad as those who actually have to deal with their own. Have to deal with issues that may come to be, and then say,
and then they get out to be like people who don't have disabilities and can't relate, make it out to be the other person's fault.
Right, and that's not,
you know, and people who aren't celebrities don't understand. They keep asking, "What's it like to be a celebrity? What's it like to be a celebrity? What's it like to be a celebrity?" And then they go, "Oh," when they get the word of cast, "This is what it's like to be a celebrity."
Right.
And, you know, when you become famous and nobody understands you and nobody did understand you to begin with.
It's almost like a disability, if you really think about it. They're not
understanding. I wouldn't count it
in
as
no
that.
We get counted as it. They get the misunderstood.
I would count it as person with a larger income bracket that has loads of cash to spend and isn't responsible.
Right.
That's versus what I was counting us.
Right. But they also get mistreated. Well, they don't have disabilities, but they certainly have a load of money where they could just spend and not be really, not really care. It's the... Well,
yeah, yeah, but then they go into tax evasion and this and the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's never bad either.
Well, it's like, never the best, but it happens. You know?
Right.
The one congresswoman spent $9,000 just to get married and then divorced the next day, and then she recently went to jail and turned herself in as of last Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know? And that is, kind of the same case. You know?
Right.
Most people, not a lot
have to
of people,
work for their money. They have to work for their money.
You know, just because we might get stuff from the government if we do, right? We're not going to say on the air if we do, or if we don't.
Or, no. It's something that
at
is...
At all.
It's something that...
But if you... It's like, if you got Social Security from the government, yeah, you're getting other tax... You're getting your parents or you're getting somebody who has it money.
Because they paid it...
But it's because you can't work.
It's because you also are different. So it's almost like, what would you rather? In all reality.
Well, what would you rather do?
Work, try to find a job that may not ever come, or actually say,
or,
I'm happy.
Or make what you do already your work.
Right.
And
right.
Actually get paid for it and do what we're doing to this radio station, which
right.
is... Which is forming it into a non-profit.
Right. To help you.
Would you rather do
help.
That?
I would say hell to the yes on that one.
And
I
like,
wouldn't change.
You know. And make
and being
your...
able to not only... be able to help people, but to actually enlighten those who may not understand and saying everyone has ups and downs. Don't try to push and try to make it where, oh, yes, everyone who does X and X is wrong. Try to make people
right.
who do things in the past actually something that is here or there. I look at it as once people assume and do that, that's just making, it just tends to make things difficult for anyone who goes through it. It doesn't take much to say, people all make mistakes in life. What's the people make mistakes. People go and have their do things in their teens. Does it make them bad? No. Makes them say they're teenagers. It's almost like what do teenagers are teenagers. Does not mean make them wear.
Right.
It doesn't make them. Anything different.
I mean, what you did as a teenager does not equate to what you do as an adult.
And being able to say, oh, yes, you're actually learning from every mistake. And saying, oh, okay, you learn. You don't just go, oh, yes, everyone who did XX and X is bad. No, it's actually called making mistakes. and mistakes do happen, especially when kids are kids. Could be worse. Could have been much worse. So why do that? Why?
Exactly. I mean, if you really want to go blame somebody, right? If you really want to do that, go and blame, you know, somebody who went through a major crisis and is now just waking up.
And then
you
want to
go
that
blame
people,
or
you could equate people assuming things from what that go on, and then say, oh yes, like if someone ever told someone who was victimized, no matter financially or otherwise, it's a matter of saying. It's not their defining moment, but you shouldn't. No,
of course.
It's the thing
not
of
their defining moment.
Just, do you think people who could be in those situations would enjoy them? No.
No.
Really,
I mean, it's like okay. I'll give you one true example from my own life. Okay. 6 years ago, I got Social Security. Okay, I got a vast, vast brokerage account. Okay. What did I do with that? Since I was stupid enough to fall prey to a credit card, kept taking barrels of cash out of my brokerage to pay for my credit card.
It's almost like you're just...
But, right, does that define me now?
No!
It's like switch banks, okay?
And to people with disabilities, it's like you're getting something that you didn't have. This goes to your daily living. It's like the jackpot. It's almost like you're winning a jackpot. In a sense.
Right. I mean, I'm winning the jackpot with replacing... I'm not going to reveal how much.
I'm not.
But I'm not going to reveal how much. But I'm saying I'm winning the jackpot with what I'm getting. And how I'm getting it. And then how I'm actually being smart about the money that I get. Because when you're 19 or 16 or 15, you're not that small. I mean, it's called
being a teenager. It's called being a teenager
and having your dad discover along the line, because that's what you were doing, because you felt really stupid about how you were paying off the money to begin with. And then... investing in a show that really didn't work out, that was just a reading, which got me on the map as a playwright, but still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot that I can make up for those past 6 years because I have a new bank account and because I have four or three accounts within that one account that I don't touch.
It's almost
two of which I will touch, the one of which I won't. But now
it's
I
almost,
know.
It's almost like hands off. It's like red alert.
Exactly.
Don't touch. It's like you touch. It's almost like the barking dog trying to get into a bank vault
No. I'll tell you what it is, and this is why it remains my favorite book. Okay, if I was Milo, and Milo is from the Phantom Tollbooth, and nobody there was talk, there was no talk before this, or there was a talk, but I didn't listen to the talk that was in front, okay,
I am just waking up from a 6-year coma.
Practically. Yeah. Like something that is like, oh, light. It's almost like, oh, the light's on. Someone's home.
I mean, somebody's home. And speaking of edumacation and budgeting and money, this just in. Okay. This just in. Congressmen don't know how to spell words. Even though words are four letters, they spell words S-D-R-O-W. Say that backwards. They think they're edumacated, but they don't know about disability. As far as they see it, it's Y-T-Y-T-I-L-B-A-S-I-D. What are we talking about? What we're talking about is the ABLE Act.
Yes.
Yes. People of Earth.
I am Lord Accountant, listen to me. Lord Disabled Accountant, perfect.
Right. Lord Accountant. Well, Lord Accountant, what is the report? Well, the report is that basically we think as far as November 14th at 9 a.m., which is about a week ago, for the past 8 years, the National Down Syndrome Society and NDSS and other disability groups have been at the forefront for the Achieving a Better Life plan. Act. And no other bill before Congress has the ABLE Act bipartisan bicameral support. 74 senators, including majority leader Harry Reid of Nevada, and minority leader Mitch McConnell are saying, I'm going to speak slowly because I don't know how to speak any faster. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, the 381 representatives have offered their co-sponsorship of the ABLE Act, and in addition to the vast bicameral bipartisan support of the ABLE Act, has been shared by dedication to set a congressional championship, Senator Robert Casey from Pennsylvania, Senator of North Carolina, as well as the counterparts of in the House and Reps and Andrew Crenshaw, Florida, and Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington, and Pete Sessions from Texas, and Chris Van Hoolen from Maryland. Currently, people with disabilities cannot have more than $2,000 worth of assets before the government supports that they need cut off. In this day and age, $2,000 is not a lot of money, which with employees, with cost of employees, supports and transportation and healthcare rising, it's nearly impossible for families to save for the future. And it's a vicious cycle of poverty among millions of people with disabilities in the country. There should be a flag. We should carry the flag. And we are carrying the flag. And we are bouncing the flag up and down in organizations like the NDAS and Forbidden Organization name, otherwise known as Puzzle Piece, that have come to the table and offered up solutions like the ABLE Act to allow families and individuals with disabilities to save their own funds in an ABLE account rather than ask Congress for a new program. Well, the ABLE Act is a moving vehicle, and in July, the Senate Finance Committee, the Subcommittee on Taxation, and the IRS held a hearing on the bill. And a week later, the Health and Ways and Means Committee unanimously approved the ABLE Act, and now it's time for both the House and Senate to bring up the ABLE Act for a vote in this lame duck session. Well, quack, quack, quack. Let's get moving.
How about,
quack, quack, quack.
Yes, it's like people need this more than,
let's
more
get
than
moving.
Anyone in
if this. If the people with disabilities cannot wait any longer for the ABLE Act, the time is now. And if, only if, okay, if only we actually had a result. As a matter of fact, you're getting live coverage as I actually look up the result to see if there is any result. Normally, I never do this on the show. I've only did it twice before this, but now, did the ABLE Act pass? It passed the Senate? Okay. We have some news. This just in, not now, thank you very much. It has been introduced. It has been reported to the committee. Now it's not passed the House yet. It's not passed the Senate yet.
Okay.
Wait a second. Latest major vote. That latest measure vote, come on. Which state do I live in? It doesn't matter on
air. Thomas, like, we will be fine.
Anyway, more results. The comment later in the show, and I will say this just in. In the meantime, Allison, go ahead with the next subject. Thank you.
Yes. Disability welfare is not just a welfare problem anymore in the UK.
Say what?
Disability welfare. It's not just welfare problems.
How do you know?
How do I know? There was a report. How about you jump in as well?
There was a report. Yes, there was a report. Apparently, in the UK...
Yes.
In my hometown... My hometown. Yes, as is that regular readers will know that this has frustrated me for the last 2 years, how disability has been framed on a political level. Well, yeah. I mean, it isn't just it isn't just a welfare problem. People think because we live in the council states and whatever that it's a psychosocial phenomenon. But time after time, you know, people are dragged into the black and white argument where if I refuse to see disabled people just as a welfare issue, I'm accused of being what is known as a Republican, what's known as a Tory at best, who will want to take the money away from disabled people, and I was once accused of being somebody's love child. But you know, when it all boils down to it, over people who have disabilities in England, it's the same setup, but it's a little bit more complicated than ours.
Right.
They have certain allowances and this, that, and the other thing, and programs within programs of you know, it's outrageous to say, oh, yes, are you fit for work?
Which...
Well, let's just piece this out here. Let's tease this out, okay? If you're fit for work, does that mean you go to work, you wear a stupid party uniform, you say, may I take your order, or can I have fries with that, or can I help you, about 1,000 times a day, like a fucking robot, and you basically follow orders?
It's like, oh,
no,
we
should know.
No.
I mean, most people, you know, even in the media, you have people who don't quite get it. You know, they have this thing where it is kind of mystifying, you know. The mystifying thing is how... How do you support something like this? You know, over in the States.
You really don't.
Yeah. Well, you really don't.
It's like you're wanting to make it where... such a struggle. Really.
You want to make it such a struggle, and it doesn't have to be.
Right.
You know, he has several, this guy has several palsy. But, you know, he's going, he said, one of his quotes is, I'm big, I'm ballsy, and I'm a rebel with cerebral palsy, which I fucking love.
It's almost like you're wanting to go through this, wanting to make it such a big thing.
And making the impossible possible.
Right.
You know, many people like us, and the fact that we do this podcast because we care, and we want to make you laugh, and we do a damn good job at it. However, most people... Most people deal in the fact that, oh, you're fit for work. Oh, yeah, it's a kind of thing where you have to pass the censor. Well, fuck you, black and white.
Right.
And red all over.
It's like, oh, you want to make this such a big thing. Why don't you pin the rose on you?
It's not just pinning a rose. It's not just pinning a rose, because if it were pinning a rose, then that would be something.
Right.
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 It's not enough. It's not enough of that.
I agree.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
It's crazy. It's honestly crazy.
It's insane.
At this, it's like wanting to make it.
It's total and utter shite.
Yeah, I agree.
Because most people, if you believe in disability, right,
you fight for it.
Exactly.
You don't.
You go out of your way to go fight it.
And that means not just doing what you're doing. Actually fighting for it.
Right. You fight for it. You don't... You don't, you don't not fight for it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You don't not fight for it.
That's like saying,
I mean,
no, this doesn't matter. When it really does.
It totally does.
Not a, it's not saying, oh yes, let's just do this. And making it be that much harder.
And make it be that much harder
when ultimately there's so much more.
When ultimately you don't, yeah, there's so much more that they don't tell you.
Yeah.
They don't tell you, you know,
so,
what it is.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, if the ABLE, I tell you this, but if the ABLE Act does pass, okay, that would mean that we could make an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, yeah. And I agree.
And the thing that it's going to come together. I mean, it looks,
yeah.
it has a 60% rate. 69% rate of passing, you know, most people.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And
that means
today,
so much.
Today is, the fact is, Senator Bob Casey said, it's not a magic wand. It's not a magic wand, but it's one way to give those parents some peace. Well,
yeah.
I would agree.
I agree. So
the peace of mind of not Kathy Morris, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, said, as a mom with a son with Down syndrome, I see firsthand how federal policies limit, not expand, the opportunities with disabilities. Well, if the ABLE Act expands the existing educational savings vehicle, well known as the 529 account, allowing all those with disabilities to establish similar accounts for paying education, housing, and transportation costs. However, an employment training and health services not covered by Medicaid, such as dental care, account owners can save up to $100,000 before they are ineligible for certain medical services, but they'll never lose their Medicaid coverage because of an ABLE account.
That's something really.
And Senator Casey said, it's food for thought. After hearing the bill's hearing on Wednesday, the House of Ways and Means Committee wants to mark it up, and the Senate aides said that though the only edits and advocates expect are the ones to refine the bill so it helps only those it was designed to help. After that, it is expected to be brought in for a vote in the House of Congress sometime in September. Well, it's already been September, unless they mean next September.
Yeah. Right.
I'm rather confused at this.
Me too.
It passed the Senate. It passed the House.
Now we're only waiting for...
Wait a second. Actions. It was inducted in the House. It was amended. When?
Tiny dates.
It was amended. On the 11th. On the 12th, that was a couple of days ago. It was amended by the Committees on Ways and Means, and the Committee on Energy and Commerce discharged it. What does that mean?
Really?
However, all actions, let's just see, placed under the calendar, this is all done on that day. Okay. It got discharged, placed under the union calendar 456, type of calendars action by the House of Representatives. So it's in the House of Representatives right now.
Which means...
And we'll what? See what happens going forward.
Yeah.
Either it's passed, or it's not passed. But...
Are they going to be fighting, saying, someone has to rub my back, someone has to rub this state's back. How about each person who has a disability in those states call the representatives, keep on them?
As a matter of fact, you can go to the internet, search up congress.gov, search up the ABLE Act, and then click on and get your congressman or congresswoman to vote for the ABLE Act. And hurry. Actually, it's a mandate. By the end of this week, whoever calls in or writes to us at our respective emails, mine is james.amcpress@gmail.com. Allison's is allison's.amcpress@gmail.com. Johnny's, I don't know, but
let's also make sure that it's spelled properly. Everyone spells names different. It's ALISON.com.
Johnny needs to check
for
that
dog.
That female once in a while.
No, we have to check it
out. AMCPress@gmail.com. AMCPress.
Right. And all of us will do our part. We'll do our part.
Yes.
By this week.
Yes.
By this week, each of us have called our representatives and saying, what's going on with the Able Actors? If you don't tell us, we'll shoot you.
No.
We won't say that. But we will say.
No.
Yeah.
That's what.
We will say. Shame on you if you didn't write us, because we know you listen. We count the archives. We know you listen. And if you do listen to this within the past few days, and you're in the United States, forgive us if you're abroad. Call. Do not hesitate to call. Call.
You could also
call.
Your senator. You could even email your senators.
Email your senators. Make them pass this law. There's enough people in the United States to do this. And it's 11:56, which means that we should say our goodbyes.
Yes.
At least for tonight.
We will be back tomorrow.
Yes. And have a great night.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.